Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, what's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. After doing about 4 hours in the studio already this week, it was going to be tough to get back into the studio, but we didn't want to wait a whole week, week and a half before we talked about our draft, so we decided to jump on here on Zoom. Luckily, it's 2022. We have that kind of technology now. We can just jump on the computer, give you our thoughts on the draft, see what you guys thought of the draft. Before we get into it, though, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Also, check us out on TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. If you prefer to just listen, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google. If you are just listening on there and you haven't left us a review, drop us a 5-star review on one of those things. That helps us out a lot. It helps us get found more. We really appreciate it. We just ran that contest, so everybody who did the reviews, we really appreciate it. And congrats to Nick Bowman once again. We will be getting your jersey ASAP. Make sure you think about what player you wanted. One last thing, if you want more Browns content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. Football season is going to be right around the corner. I know it's like 4 months away, but fantasy drafts are going to be popping up. We had two last year. We'd love to have more than two. So if you're interested in fantasy football, where the winners get free Dogs merch, head on into the Patreon. We have threads going on there. We actually had a guy from the Patreon who's in Scotland calling to the show on draft night. So that was super cool. We got guys in Scotland, Canada, San Diego, Florida. We're all over the world in there. It's really cool. You get a lot of different perspectives, ton of fun. So if you're into that kind of thing, you also get an extra episode every week, except for, you know, this week. So we feel kind of bad for those guys, but,
it's been a long week, man.
Yes. Every other week you get an extra episode. And that after hours episodes, anything from the Cavs to the Browns to Star Wars, it's kind of whatever anybody wants to talk about. So if that's your kind of thing that you like, you want more content, jointhedogs.com, become an official Patreon member, help the show out and have some fun with us.
One thing too that I want to add, brand new, you can actually now listen to the audio version of the Dogs After Hours show on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts only right now, but there is a subscription option there. So if you search the Dogs Podcast on Apple Podcasts, both our shows come up and you can listen to the regular show just like normal. And if you want to listen to the After Hours, it's right there for you too. Pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome. So for all you guys who, you know, listen to your car, so you don't necessarily have YouTube pulled up, that's a cool option for you guys.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to jump into the draft. Before we get into draft picks, there was something I needed to address. So obviously Browns didn't have a pick day one, you know, because we traded our pick for Deshaun, totally worth it. And then day two came around at pick 44 and the Browns traded out. And I didn't, you know, I trust AB. You know, if this was 5 years ago, I'd have been freaking out too. But the guys earned our trust. And I jump on the internet and you would think that this guy was Ray Farmer or Sashi Brown. People on the internet really believe that Andrew Berry's not a good GM, and it blows my mind. I don't understand that at all.
You know, some people are just going to be upset no matter what. And I'm not going to lie. I was telling you a little bit before the show when we traded 44, and I thought, okay, that's fine. There's, you know, there's receivers on the board. There's good players here. And I thought, okay, well, where do we trade back to? And I'm scrolling. And I'm like, where's the Browns pick? 68. But, you know, I did have that fleeting Browns fan moment where I thought, here we go again. We're trading back these picks. Great players on the board, but I got to follow my own rules, Blake, just like you said. And I've always said, we got to trust in AB. He knows what he's doing. He's proven it before. And we're going to go through the picks here of guys that AB added to this roster. And I think he proved it again. He can do it.
Yeah, the guy's a genius. I mean, look at what people were giving up to trade up and get rookie wide receivers, where he just traded for Amari Cooper for a fifth round draft pick. You know, so think about it. In round one, we took Deshaun Watson this year. In round five, we took Amari Cooper. Like, how's that bad? And a lot of stuff I heard was, we need John Dorsey back. He built this roster, and Andrew Berry is destroying it. I think it's a lot of Baker bros, honestly. They're just still butthurt. But here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. I loved John Dorsey when he was here, okay? But he served his purpose, and there's a reason John Dorsey can't keep a job anywhere. You know what I mean? If he was as good as you think, he can't keep a job anywhere.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
John Dorsey, all he did, he didn't build a team. He just tried to accumulate talent. He just, like I said, he threw crap at the wall to see what stuck. It didn't matter if it fit the system. It didn't matter if they were a good person. And I know some people will jump on me because about the Deshaun thing, but Antonio Callaway, he had issues. We draft him. How'd that pan out? He's not even in the league anymore. So all this talk about John Dorsey, well, he served his purpose. What the Browns needed at that time, they needed a talent infusion. They were the least talented roster in all of football. They just needed somebody to come in and just start accumulating talent. And he got Jarvis, then he drafted Baker, and he drafted Chubb, and he drafted Ward. That is excellent. But then there were still things like Callaway. Like I said, he traded – all you guys are freaking out about trading first-round draft picks for a franchise quarterback. You remember he traded the number 13 overall pick for Odell. You guys hate Odell. And he traded a first-round draft pick for him. We traded a Pro Bowl guard and Jabril Peppers, who was a first-round draft pick, for Olivier Vernon, who had an injury history and never lived up to anything in Cleveland, really. So all this hate on AB for some reason and this love for John Dorsey. Dorsey served his purpose in Cleveland. He was like our bridge GM, okay? He did. He got the ball started. Andrew Berry's building a team. He's building a roster. He's thinking not just now. He's thinking even in the future, like with the pick of Martin Emerson. That's not necessarily for this year. I mean, with trading Troy Hill, it is a little bit. But he's thinking, I mean, we might not have Greedy after next year. He's building this roster with the now and the future in mind. He's drafting guys that fit the system. He's not just going out and just get random talent that doesn't fit. It's just absolutely crazy to me. Andrew Berry has added Jedrick Wills, Jack Conklin, Newsom, JOK, Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, and all Perrion Winfrey in the fourth round this year. All the dude has done is build an insane roster for us to compete for a Super Bowl. And you guys are still talking about John Dorsey, who can't keep a job anywhere. It just blows my mind. And it's all because he's getting rid of Baker. That's literally it.
It is. But I mean, if you think about it, we were hearing a lot of the Andrew Berry negativity even before everything happened with Deshaun and Baker being shipped out. So I mean, I think we heard some of it last offseason too. And we just continue to say, look what this guy's done in the past. I mean, he just gets the job done. He sees what the team needs and he finds a way to fill it somehow in a way that is both friendly to the player and also to the team.
Yeah. I mean, when Andrew Berry took over, our line was awful. That's all I heard. Baker needs a line. He turns it into a top three offensive line in the league in one offseason. All we heard all of this past offseason, worst defense in the league. We would have won Super Bowl if we had a good defense. We would have beat the Chiefs if we had a defense, even though we only scored 17 points. He gave us a top five defense.
Yep.
In one offseason. So to anybody who's saying Andrew Berry's not good, I mean, come on, get lost.
We said this year, if we had a good quarterback or good quarterback play, we could have gone to the playoffs. So what do you do? Top five quarterback.
Yeah. We needed to upgrade the wide receiver room. What do? We added Amari Cooper for a fifth round draft pick.
Yep.
So, I mean, give me a break with the Andrew Berry hate. It's ridiculous. It's insane. But that was my rant on that. I was defending that guy's honor on Twitter for the last 2 days, arguing with people. It was insane to me, the hate he was getting, especially with the draft he pulled off with no first-round draft pick, which we're going to get into. So we can get into this. PFF I'll just right off the bat gave the grade a B. I would have probably given this, I think B's fair. I would have maybe gone B plus. It's hard to do much better than that, in my opinion, when you don't pick in the first two rounds, which we could have picked in the second. But I think it's important to realize, I think AB realized we needed to regain some draft capital from trading Deshaun. So he turned one second round pick into three picks. And then I think he nailed all those picks.
Hey, Browns fans, just taking a quick break here. The NBA playoffs means next level basketball. Get in on the next round action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly. You win no matter what. All DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also bet during the first round with same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Plus, place a same game parlay each day with three or more legs and get up to $25 in free bets back if one leg doesn't hit. So go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game during the first or second round of the playoffs. Get $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code TPPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
I think you did too. And I mean, not to just, I know we're going to go kind of pick by pick here and talk about each guy, but you know, I was talking to some people here over the weekend and, you know, we were sitting there at 44 and how do we know that the guys that Barry had on his board weren't, you know, so close together in their rankings and their scouting and everything that let's just use George Pickens was on the board, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Could have picked him. But how do we know that they didn't have David Bell ranked very close behind George Pickens and said, why would we blow this pick here when we could just wait and see what happens later? Perrion Winfrey, getting him in the fourth round. That's a guy, and we'll talk about it, that's a guy that Brian Bosard from Draft Countdown told us, if he's available in the second round, the Browns should take him.
Yeah, it's like JOK.
Yes.
How he, you know, everybody thought he was going to – nobody thought Winfrey, I don't think, was first-round talent, but he was top in second round on pretty much everybody's board.
Yeah.
We got him in the fourth.
Yes.
And he was a guy that people were mad that we didn't take at 44. If we would have taken him at 44, Andrew Berry would have been getting all the love in the world. He got him in the fourth, and people were complaining. It's insane.
It is.
You know what I mean? So we'll kind of go through here. We'll kind of summarize it each day, and then we'll go through the person real quick. So obviously day two, we didn't have a pick in day one. Day two, we traded the number 44 overall pick. We traded back into the third. We had pick 68, 78, 99, and 108. On day and 124, I think on day two. No, it was rounds two and three on day two.
Yeah, we had 120. Yeah, 124 on the day three. Yeah,
and then we turned that into Martin Emerson, cornerback out of Mississippi State, Alex Wright, edge rusher out of UAB, and wide receiver David Bell out of Purdue. And then in the fourth rounds, we managed to grab Perrion Winfrey, which we said was insane. Drafted Cade York, best kicker in the draft. I saw that he was actually like graded higher than McPherson. From Cincinnati was coming out.
Okay.
So, I mean, he was the best kicker in college football. I think it was overwhelmingly, he was considered the best kicker, and God knows the Browns need a kicker.
Well, so I mean, hopefully you look at the PFF overall grade of a B, and you know, they gave the Cade York, I guess I don't have the grade here, but they gave it a poor ranking or whatever, but the Browns needed a kicker, so they took a kicker. They took the best one in the draft. That's a situation where you're drafting strictly for need, and you're not going best player available. So, yeah, PFF probably isn't going to rank that very high. It's going to pull down your overall grade. Who cares as long as you win games and make those kicks?
Yeah, you think the Bengals are mad they drafted McPherson? He was 15 out of 15 in the playoffs. He won the he sent him to the AFC Championship and then sent him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then you just stayed out there and watched the halftime show, baby.
Yeah, we had one of the worst kickers in the league last year. I mean, if we had a different kicker, you could probably pick two or three different games we would have won and been in the playoffs.
And that's every year, man. We're always complaining about the kicker.
Yeah. Every year. That why would you wait? Could you have maybe got Cade York in the sixth or seventh, or maybe he doesn't even get drafted? But why take the chance? If that's the guy you want, go get him. Especially, I was arguing with people over the weekend – The team is pretty deep. We don't have a ton of holes, especially after our first three picks or our first four picks. We're just like you said, strictly drafting for need. There was no need to go get another corner who's not even going to make the roster.
Right.
Go get a guy who's going to impact your team from the jump. He's going to be the starting kicker this year, and hopefully he's good.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of people talking about Zane Gonzalez and Austin Seibert.
Yeah.
How we've drafted those guys and they didn't pan out, and here we go draft another kicker. Let's just remember everything we've talked about on this show so far. This is AB's drafted kicker, okay? I feel good about it.
Well, and because we've drafted a kicker in the past and they didn't work out, we're not supposed to keep trying. We're just right. going to roll with bad kickers. Well, we haven't had any success drafting them in the past, so I guess we'll just roll with crappy kickers from here on out, because we wouldn't want to look stupid. I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard in my life.
Correct. I'm with you, man.
So then to wrap up the draft, we took running back Jerome Ford out of Cincinnati, wide receiver Michael Woods out of Oklahoma, another edge rusher Isaiah Thomas out of Oklahoma. We love the Oklahoma guys this year. And then center Dawson Deaton out of Texas Tech in round 7, pick 246. So we'll kind of go person by person here. We'll start with our first round draft pick. I know a lot of people were shocked that we went corner with our first pick. I was one of those guys, you know, because I'm not in the war room, and I thought, man, we're pretty deep at corner. Well, then it comes out, was it a couple hours later, the next day we traded Troy Hill. Yep. So it makes a lot more sense. It says Emerson possesses ideal size for the cornerback position at the next level and was exceptional at putting caps on opposing receivers in college. He allowed only one catch of 25-plus yards last season. The guy is great in man-to-man press coverage. 6'2", 201 pounds. He's a big dude playing corner. He'd be one of the tallest corners in the league, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. One of the taller ones. They said he's not quite as good in zone, but I think you kind of saw Denzel Ward's way better in man also. And Greg Newsom proved to be pretty good last year in man. So I think you're going to see the Browns get up into guys this year, run a lot more man coverage, because they don't have to lock them down very long with Myles Garrett, hopefully Alex Wright, hopefully Jadeveon Clowney's back. If we can pressure the quarterback, these guys don't have to play man-to-man very long. And I think we have three corners now who prove they're pretty good in man-to-man, and Greedy Williams is no slouch.
No, I'm with you. I was one of the people going a cornerback. And then, you know, like you said, you find out Troy Hill's no longer on the team. And, we're some things about Greedy Williams floating around out there, possibly being traded, maybe not being here after next year, whatever. Then you kind of read the profile, see kind of the stats and things on Emerson. And I cornerback, as we've seen in years past, that's a position that you can think you're pretty deep and it can thin out in a week.
In a hurry.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't have too many corners. I think Greedy will be – I hope Greedy's around for this year. I just think it'll be a stretch. If he plays well this year, like we hope he does, it's going to be tough to keep him past this year, because he kind of sealed his fate when he missed a whole year and we took Newsom. Yeah. And Newsom turned out to be good. Well, you can't – Newsom's going to get paid after his rookie contract, I'd imagine. You're not going to have three top paid corners. It's just – especially when you got a franchise quarterback – you're just not going to be able to do it. So Greedy, I think this might end up being Greedy's last, unless he comes out and stinks it up, but then it might be his last year anyways, because we just won't renew his contract. So I think either way, the writing's on the wall for Greedy. One thing I liked about Emerson, it says, is he may prove to be a better player in the NFL than in college, where he was miscast in a system that didn't quite play to his strengths. So I think the Browns recognize this guy's got the tools in Mississippi State, just wasn't really using them the right way, either personnel wise for them, coaching wise. He's made a real name for himself in press coverage. Again, we have some pretty good receivers in our division. So we gotta have good secondary. We gotta have guys who can lock up somebody. And I just think in this guy, if he plays down in the slot, he's gonna be huge.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think it caught me off guard at first. And then once I got over kind of my shock, I had looked into it and read up on the guy more. It's like, I can see this being a pretty solid pick. And I think to get a guy in the third round that I expect to play, if he doesn't start, he's going to get big minutes this year, I think. So that's
yeah. One thing about you just said about if he plays in the slot with his size and everything, and that's where Troy Hill played. He was a slot cornerback. And I think Troy Hill, obviously on the smaller side compared to Emerson. And you're seeing a lot of these NFL teams start to move their bigger receivers into the slot to try to dominate in that area and take advantage of the smaller defenders.
Yes.
So this could be a good counter for that.
100%. Completely agree.
Yeah.
So that was our first pick, round three, 68, Martin Emerson, cornerback out of Mississippi State. Then we drafted again in round three. And this is why the trade back in the second round didn't – I mean, we drafted a lot of guys this year. And I think our first four picks are real solid.
Yeah.
And I can see the plan for them going forward. So then we drafted edge rusher Alex Wright out of UAB. I think this is not necessarily a steal now, but has the potential going down the road to be looked at as like, I can't believe we got him where we got him. It says Wright is a big physical edge who's only just starting to tap in his NFL body ready frame. He earned a 91.1 pass rushing grade in 2021. If you go look at his stats, he was one of the highest graded rushers in all of college football last year to 90.4. He only had one less sack than the guy who went number one overall.
Ooh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Walker had what, six sacks last year? He had five. We got this guy in the third round. Jacksonville took him number one overall.
AB finding value. It's just going back to the hate. I don't understand it because he just keeps doing this stuff. Right. This guy looks like he could be a real steal for us.
Yeah, he two solid years consistently improving pass rushing grade. He had 51 pressures and some of the most dominant reps of any prospect. He has real size and power and has flown under the radar throughout the entire process.
Not AB.
Nope. And it's one of those things, too, where if Clowney comes back and we have Miles, and this guy's just a rotational person this year, and he's fresh every time he's on the field and he's learning from guys like Clowney and Miles Garrett, I think he can play a vital role this year at times, you know, come in play. But I'm looking at this guy next year and the year after, where he's going to be one of those guys where, like, where'd he come from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yep. I thought that was another really good pick. And then another round three pick who I argued with somebody in our YouTube comments about this today. We took wide receiver David Bell out of Purdue, and people hating on him. And I say people, and it's really like one person, because he ran a slow 40. He ran a 4.65 40. It says Bell is a physical and productive receiver with nearly 3,000 yards in his college career. His 4.65 second 40-yard dash will limit him in the NFL. However, that is the 40-yard dash is the most overrated BS metric for a player, I think, in any sport ever.
I would agree, man. I mean, let's just use Anthony Schwartz last year as an example, right there on the Browns. Wasn't he the fastest guy in the combine last year? One of the fastest.
Didn't he run like a 4.28 or something?
Yeah, something crazy. And it was like, oh, great, we got this speedster. Okay, he's got a little bit of trouble catching the ball, and his route running is not very great yet. You got a lot of work to do. It didn't. That's the straight line speed didn't translate on the field to anything for us.
No, and even on like end of rounds with Anthony Schwartz, he did nothing.
Yeah.
His speed did not translate to the field at all. I always make the argument, go look at the top 10 40 times ever at the NFL draft and go look at any of these players. Okay, so I have the top 10 40 times ever at the NFL draft.
You see tell how many me, times we say who?
Yeah. John Ross.
Okay.
We know who he is because he sucks. He was a bust.
Right.
Kalen Barnes.
Who?
Exactly. Here's one that panned out. Chris Johnson, running back for Tennessee. Yes, he was very good. Rondell Melendez. Dre Archer, a guy out of Kent State. He never panned out. Tariq Woolen. Jerome Mathis.
Nope.
Marquise Goodwin is decent. He ain't great. He's decent. Stanford Route. And Henry Ruggs. And even before he went to jail, he was just okay. Those are your top 10 40 times of all time at the NFL Combine. One guy was a difference maker. Marquise Goodwin is okay. The rest, you barely even heard of them. So you know who ran slow 40 times? Jarvis Landry, Cooper Kupp. Those guys didn't run good 40 times. They're pretty darn productive in the NFL. Cooper Kupp just had arguably the greatest single season any receiver has ever had. Jerry Rice did not run a good 40 time. He's the greatest receiver of all time. So the 40-yard dash, don't tell me he can't produce for us because he ran a slow 40. Well, he didn't come out of the Sun Belt Conference. He came out of the Big Ten. He was first-team All-American and arguably one of the best receivers in the Big Ten.
Yep. We know it as Ohio State fans. It is a good conference, especially for those wide receiver, cornerback, DB matchups. And, you know, David Bell, I don't have his stats pulled up in front of me here, but I'm pretty sure he probably would have had three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons had it not been for the 2020 COVID year that was cut short. But his freshman year, he stepped in, put up over 1,000 yards. This past year, he was up over 1,000 yards. I mean, we're getting a guy with very solid college production in a very legitimate conference.
Yeah, and everybody knows he's the Purdue's receiver, and he still produced.
Exactly.
You know? And he's 6'1", 212, big guy. We always get these 5'10 receivers, 5'10, 175-pound guys. This is a big dude, 6'1", 212. I think Todd McShay called him one of the best route runners in this draft. Andrew Berry called him one of the most savvy route runners in this draft.
In the NFL.
Yeah. And then, I'll take the good receiver over just the straight line fast guy every time, unless we're talking Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill has gotten much better at route running. You saw early in his career, he was just a speed guy. And now he runs better routes and he's open all the time.
Right.
And the guy who gave him the stamp of approval that means the most to me is just before he was drafted, Brian Hartline on Twitter said, if I needed a receiver, I'd move up and get David Bell. Well, Brian Hartline knows a thing or two about receiver talent.
You think?
Just a little bit. He's arguably the best receiver coach in all of college football.
Yeah, he's doing a heck of a job at OSU. I mean, he's got two of his guys going in the first round now. So,
obviously Jameson Williams went to Alabama. That's where he made his name. But at one point, he was on Ohio State's roster. Brian Hartline had Wilson, Olave, and Jameson Williams all in his wide receiver room. The guy knows talent. And he said, hey, I'd move up and get David Bell.
Yeah. When I saw the David Bell pick, that was one where I just sat there and I was like, okay, I forgot he was even still on the board. That's a great pick. They're going and David Bell. Sure. That's awesome.
I think I mentioned him during our draft night during the first round, and DF kind of laughed at me. Who's laughing now?
Well, hopefully us.
And I think he fits the system well. He's a good route runner, precise route runner. That's what we need in Stefanski's system. I think he's going to thrive with Deshaun Watson. He's going to thrive in the system, playing alongside another great route runner in Amari Cooper. So, I mean, I think he steps in and he's our number two or number three guy right away.
Yep, because like you said, he's a big-bodied guy, but you've already got the downfield stretcher and DPJ that can play on the outside. And the thing about David Bell that I was reading is that he was able to dominate at Purdue on both on the outside and the inside.
He's great after the catch.
Yeah.
Says he's got great balance and great power. So I think that was another really solid pick. I know the 40 time scares people, but to me it's completely overrated. It's like the bench press for NBA players.
I agree. Doesn't matter.
I don't know if you remember when Kevin Durant was coming out, he couldn't bench 180 or 185 one time, and everybody's talking about how he's going to suck. Oh, well, I might hate him, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. So
yep. He still can't bench 185.
Yeah.
But he can shoot the ball, and that's all that matters.
Yep. So I think that's another solid pick. Fits the system. And that's what I'm talking about with Andrew Berry. He's finding guys who produce that fit the system.
Right.
And then that brings us into round four, pick 108. The guy everybody wanted us to take in the second round. We had finally addressed the defensive interior position. Grad Perrion Winfrey out of Oklahoma. Browns fans went ballistic over this because, like I said, they wanted him two rounds earlier. I don't know if you got to watch like his Zoom call with the media, but the guy is electric. He's going to bring.
I didn't see that, but I saw him talking about all of his like villain characters that he would have on his thigh pads and things like that. And he's just, yeah, he's a cool dude. He seems like he's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
A lot of energy. He's just, he's a dog. I mean, he's going to fit the Browns culture right away. Says Winfrey can get upfield with the best of them. While that translated in the pass rush, he earned a 79.3 grade in that regard. Winfrey is still too easily moved in the run game. He's likely a three technique only at the next level. Winfrey has the tools to develop into a pass rushing threat in the NFL, but it'll take a while to get there. Well, he's got time because hopefully we're going to have Clowney back. We got Myles Garrett. I think this is an absolute steal. People who are in love with this pick, he just gets it. And I don't think anybody's going to outwork him. It says it's going to take a while. I'm not convinced it's going to take a while because he's going to get in and he's going to go to work and he's not going to stop working. He's going to outwork everybody. So I know Zach was pumped about this pick being an Oklahoma fan.
Yeah. And again, here on PFF, it says that he like Griffin, was miscast in Oklahoma's defense. They were trying to play him a lot at nose tackle strictly. And, you know, he's not necessarily the traditional build for, you know, that role. But as we saw last year, AB is able to get the guys that fill the correct positions whenever he has the opportunity to do so. And it's just another one of those.
Yeah. So another solid pick. And I think once we got Winfrey, then people started to look like, well, maybe AB does know what he's doing. Duh. You know, and then that brings us into round four, which Browns fans, this honest to God might be the most excited I've seen people be for a draft pick. Was we picked kicker Cade York out of LSU. I think there's just a sigh of relief. There's a lot. I don't know if this kid knows how much pressure there is on him to be good because we haven't had a kicker since Phil Dawson. No. So, but I mean, a lot of, like we talked about, a lot of people were kind of trying to clown the Browns for taking the kicker. We took the best kicker in the draft at a position that was arguably one of the highest needs on our team. It was probably receiver, D-line, and kicker were our three biggest needs in this draft, and we got the best one available. And the special teams have been crap the last couple of years, and we got a new punter, we got a new kicker, and we got a new return man in Jakeem Grant. So Mike Preford, the excuses, they got to be done. AB's given you everything you need to right the ship on in the special teams. I mean, we saw it cost the Browns at times, and asked the Packers about their special teams. Cost them the NFC, going to the NFC Championship game.
It absolutely did. You know, the thing about picking a kicker in the fourth round or even wherever you pick one in the draft, if you're going to do it, you know, if you got a receiver out there, you know, that's a sexy position, and a guy drops a pass here and there, and what happens? Maybe you go back and run another down, or you got a punt or something, or you got a linebacker, he misses a tackle. Okay. So they get 5 extra yards or something. You get a kicker that you trot out there and he misses a field goal, you lose the opportunity to score points, and the other team takes the ball right there. It is a big position that I think gets, you know, undervalued a lot.
Oh, 100%. Now, he didn't do kickoffs in college, so I'm going to be interested to see if he starts doing that for us. I guess he's got a big leg, but for some reason he just didn't do kickoffs. I don't know.
Do they have the punter do it, maybe? I know sometimes some teams have their punter do that.
I'm not sure. But I would imagine he's going to figure it out because I can't see us carrying two kickers.
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. Sure. But no, that's a good pick for the Browns. Let's just hope this one finally pans out. Cause like I said, we haven't had one since Phil Dawson. Phil Dawson, I know he's coaching football down in Texas, his kids on the team and everything, but man, I'd throw the checkbook at him. Like, hey, write in the numbers you want to come help us coach, because nobody's been able to kick here since you left.
I know.
Just in a consultant role, something, I'd get that guy up here somehow to just kind of guide these guys, even if it's not for the whole season, come up for camp. You know what I mean? Just do something.
Well, this would be the time to do it. You got a rookie kicker. He's brand new into the league. He can be taught. He's, you know,
so clay. Like I said, I'd throw the checkbook at him. Hey, come up for a month's worth of work. We'll give you $1 million. I don't know. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, right.
All right. So then the last pick I really want to like spend a decent amount of time on is we took running back Jerome Ford out of Cincinnati. And I knew this blew everybody's mind, did not blow my mind, because you have to, like, again, like I said at the beginning, it wasn't just about this year. I hate to burst people's bubble, but Kareem Hunt, this is most likely his last year in Cleveland. Okay. Yep, and same with Dearness Johnson, probably his last year in Cleveland. It sucks. I don't want Kareem Hunt to leave. I don't want Dearness Johnson to leave. But the fact of the matter is, we're not going to pay two running backs top dollar. And Nick Chubb already got his contract. So this is a pick where this is a pick for next year. This guy is going to probably be the number two back next year, if I had to guess.
I would too. And I think this also has maybe a role to play in the longevity of Nick Chubb's career, because I don't think the Browns wanted Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb. I don't think they want to give him 300 plus carries in a season. They want to offset his load because he is so good. And Jerome Ford from Cincinnati, I mean, this is one of the, as a fantasy football player, this is one of the running backs I was very interested to see where he went, because I like him a lot. He's very, very talented.
What I like here, some of his highest grades this year, 80.7 at Notre Dame. That was one of the tougher teams Cincinnati played. 79.7 against UCF, one of the tougher teams. So he had some of his best games against their better opponents. I mean, Notre Dame was their big game, and that's when he performed the best. I said Ford has NFL caliber athleticism, but he's not NFL ready to carry a large workload on tape yet.
Yep.
We don't need him to do it this year. This is almost going to be like a redshirt year for him, I would imagine. He's got a year to learn from arguably the best running back in football, and then another top 10 running back in Kareem Hunt. This, like I said, this is a pick for next year. So he was productive at Cincinnati. He's a freak athlete. I think it's a solid pick for the future, especially, I mean, we took him round five.
Yeah.
It's not like we didn't take this guy in the second round.
Correct.
Fifth round draft pick. You know what I mean? So
yes.
When people were like, whoa.
Go ahead.
And I also think Dimitric Felton's days as running back are very limited. I think he's going to play more receiver. I would like to see us turn and hand the ball to him, because he looks good when he does it. But he just – based on what I saw last year, that's not going to happen. Now, maybe when Hunt and Dearness aren't here, Felton will slide into that second down back, and maybe Ford will be the number three back. But either way, this is a pick for next year. It sucks, but Kareem Hunt, Dearness, they're not going to be here next year.
Yeah, Ford's got really good size to be a running back in the NFL. And one thing I was reading about him, you know, Cincinnati, that was one of the college football playoff teams last year. So they had good players. They had a good offense. They had talent and skill there. You know, Alec Pierce, one of the wide receivers that went earlier in the draft, he was – you know, one of their explosive players. They had Desmond Ridder at quarterback. I mean, the offense was really good, but Jerome Ford, they said over and over that he was the motor, the engine of that offense. And that's how all those players that were so great on that Cincinnati offense, he was the guy, you know, so now he's a Brown and I love it. I really like this kid.
This episode of the Dogs Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. Listeners of this show can get 20% off their order plus free shipping worldwide with the promo code DOGS, DAWGS, at manscaped.com. And if our math is correct, that's roughly 8 million balls. Sorry, not roughly. That's smoothly 8 million balls. Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0 is the future of male grooming. This hair trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. Guys, if you've been using any other trimmer like I used to use, you know how lucky you are to walk out of the bathroom accident-free. Now, I've been using the Lawnmower 4.0 for about a year now, and I can tell you I always leave my worries at the door. The Lawnmower 4.0 is also waterproof, and it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to help you achieve the most precise shave you'll ever get. So grab yourself the Performance Package 4.0, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0, along with the Weed Whacker nose and hair trimmer. But Manscaped isn't just hair trimmers. The Performance Package also includes the Crop Preserver downstairs deodorant and Crop Reviver downstairs toner. Manscaped also offers body wash, shampoos, conditioners, body sprays, colognes, and more. Manscaped used to say your balls will thank you, but now your whole body will thank you, and your ladies will too. Look, I'm a guy, and I know all you guys out there spend your days getting after it, busting your butt, breaking a sweat. But guys, your ladies still deserve a fresh-smelling man when you get home from work. So what are you waiting for? Order the Performance Package 4.0 today with promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at manscaped.com. And Manscaped's also going to send you two free gifts with your order. They're going to send you a pair of Manscaped boxers, super comfortable, and the Shed travel bag so you can pack everything up and take it on the road. Get 20% off right now with free shipping at manscaped.com using promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Yep. So that's another solid pick, in my opinion. And then the last three picks we won't spend a ton of time on, mostly because neither did PFF. we took wide receiver Michael Woods out of Oklahoma, edge rusher Isaiah Thomas out of Oklahoma, and then center Dawson Deaton out of Oklahoma. These are just depth rotational guys. If they make the team, probably going to be special teamers unless they do a lot of developing. And then maybe down the road they become contributors. But early, these guys are probably going to be special teamer guys if they make the team.
Yeah, one thing about the wide receiver Michael Woods out of Oklahoma, I was reading, they said that you know, it was interesting the way Andrew Berry paired his two receivers that he drafted, because David Bell is your kind of, like they said, a route runner, but he's not necessarily your freak athlete with speed or anything like that, whereas Michael Woods, not a good route runner at all, but he does have that athleticism and that speed. So it's just kind of interesting to see how Barry picked guys that were complete opposites of each other, where they were weak and strong.
Yeah. The Dawson Deaton pick is interesting. Nothing on him, but you'd have to imagine Bill Callahan saw something. And he's the best offensive line coach in the league, you know? So if anybody can get something out of him, it's going to be Callahan. So we'll see.
I agree with that.
So, well, that pretty much wraps up what we thought of the draft. Like I said, we didn't want to wait a week and a half to get into the studio to give you guys our draft recap. By then, it's old news. So we wanted to jump on here onto Zoom, let you guys know what we thought. Again, I thought it was a really solid draft, especially considering we didn't have a first-round draft pick. And just put yourself in AB's shoes. I know some people might have wanted George Pickens, but I think the value of getting three picks –
yeah,
is, especially when you, I think we hit on those picks, is bigger than getting Pickens.
Well, you know what I mean, you know, Pickens, when you really think about it, yeah, that's, I would have liked to have him, but you got the injury risk, you got the injury history. Maybe there was something there that they just weren't too sure about. They were kind of uncomfortable. And like I said, if David Bell was not ranked that much further down their board, why not get him? What was it, a round or round and a half later?
Yeah. And turn that pick into three more picks. And then, yep, we traded, in one last thing about this draft, we traded Troy Hill for a pick next year.
Yeah.
Well, so we signed a guy on a cheap deal last year for a 1-year rental and then turned him into a draft pick. If that's next level, like, if you can't see that, I can't help you. You know what I mean? Well, like,
you're here to try to help people see that, because you're right. Yeah. Andrew Berry is a wizard.
Yep.
For sure. But
couldn't be happier with how the draft went. We'll dive more into these guys later as we get more into the offseason. I'm excited to see them at rookie minicamp, whenever that is. And, you know, we'll keep you guys updated on what we think. Drop comments. Let us know how you thought the draft went. You know, just let us know. If you guys want to get more content, jointhedogs.com. Make sure you're subscribed, please. Make sure you leave us a review, please. I know I'm asking a lot, but it means a lot to us. It helps us out a lot. And until next week, we will see you guys later.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member at jointhedogs.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.